Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Real mixed bag on the front pages today. There's actually no one story dominating. Only one of the papers gets the Iran deal in, which is the Irish Times. We'll come to that in a second. Irish Independent, though, says the number of drivers fined for road traffic offences reached its highest post-pandemic level last year, with more motorists caught speeding, not wearing seatbelts and using phones. However, there was a 3% overall drop in the number of roadside checkpoints and breath tests on motorists. So we've a decrease in the checkpoints. They've been cut back, it looks like, but road offences are hitting a new high. And that's not a surprise when you look at the roads and look at the speed people are doing, the amount of people using their mobile phones. None of this is a surprise. I always say you see it on the N7, cars weaving in and out of lanes the whole time, and you can be fully sure that they're doing a bit of crotch driving and looking at their phone down at their crotch. And I don't know if they're looking at something else, but they're certainly looking at their phone anyway. Irish Daily Mail, the housing crisis to blame for fall off in marriages. So we can blame the housing crisis for everything now, including a fall off in marriages. The housing crisis has caused the marriage rate to fall to its lowest recorded level, a leading bishop has said. This is Bishop Dennis Nulty of Kildare and Loughlin, warning that the decline in marriages is a concern, not only for the church, but for wider society. And he said the cost of housing is the biggest obstacle facing young couples preparing for marriage in Ireland. And of course, everyone these days thinks that you need a 30 grand wedding. So people are probably trying to prioritise spending the 30 grand on a deposit for a house, if they're lucky enough to be able to get one, rather than spending it on a wedding. Ronan Lyons, who writes the daft.ie housing reports, says we're looking at a boomerang generation who have left their family homes only to return because they can't afford to get a house or to get married. So actually people can't afford to do either, it would seem. The Irish Examiner tells us that we're going to ban slushy drinks. Some people call them slurpees, I think, but we call them slushies or slush puppies, all these different types of drinks. Anyway, we're going to ban them in Ireland, it looks like, in light of advice from food safety experts. Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill says the government is working with regulators on the popular ice-based drinks that are, of course, an unnatural colour. And you do sort of look at them wondering what the hell is in them. Any outright ban must be in keeping with EU laws, though. The FSAI gave advice last month, basically about children and the amount of sugar and glycerol, the additive used in the drinks. And they were giving concerns and warnings about children under the age of 10 drinking these drinks. So now we might be banning them, it would seem. The Irish Times, as I say, manages to get the deal on the front page. US and Iran finalised deal to extend ceasefire in Gulf. They also have a photograph of the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney meeting members of the public in Mayo yesterday. And the Irish Times says Mark Carney helped to launch another MAGA movement yesterday, Make Ogha Gaor Great Again. As he walked the tiny village near Westport, the Canadian Prime Minister was surrounded by evidence that this had once been an important place. He was surrounded by evidence long before his grandparents emigrated from a century ago. It had been an important place. St. Patrick established a church there. Later, Christians added a round tower. And the sun came out for Mark Carney yesterday, Mayo looking resplendent. The Irish Daily Star, horror golf club gang attack. Blood on the streets. Very dramatic headline from the Star. Man brutally beaten by mob after pub row. Gang with golf clubs left man covered in blood in Dublin on Saturday night. The latest example of violence in our capital. Elsewhere inside the paper is a lot of people not paying their TV licence. Income from the TV licence has continued to decline. 48 million euro generated from just under 300,000 TV licences sold for the first 5 months of this year. And normally it's about 700,000 or 800,000 TV licences. So there's a big decline. Sales are down 4.5% year on year. No, sorry, I should say that figure of 300,000 TV licences is for the first 5 months of the year, compared to 768,000 sold for the 12 months of last year. So when you work it out, it's a 3% decline. There's a lot of figures in this report, but essentially The TV licence fee income is falling. And Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin TD, who got the figures, says the TV licence funding model is completely broken and it's part of the RTE pay scandal. Don't know if you saw this over the weekend. It's getting a lot of coverage in the papers again today. Shergar, the mystery of Shergar, finally solved, it would seem. This is in the Mail. We finally know what happened to Shergar, who was kidnapped 43 years ago. And the answer has been given by the daughter of the late Aga Khan, who was one of the owners of Shergar. Now, as a child growing up in Kildare, we were absolutely fascinated by Shergar and what happened. But Princess Zara Aga Khan has revealed that Shergar was killed within 2 days of being taken and was killed in an awful way, which finally answers the decades-old question of what happened to the stallion. There were rumours it was the IRA. There were rumours that the horse was taken to, was it Antrim or Armagh? We don't know that, but she has said that the killing was done very unprofessionally, the horse didn't deserve it, and she said that Shergar met his end earlier than previously thought and was killed 2 days after the kidnapping. And I also think that they didn't give a ransom money. They wanted about 5 million euro, but the ransom was never paid. So this is a big, big story emerging from this interview with Princess Zara Aga Khan, and a lot of people, as I say, fascinated with that particular horse. Now, Wimbledon is selling a candle that smells like grass. This is in the Indo. There's nothing quite like the smell of freshly cut grass. Now, Wimbledon has sought to package people's favourite scent with a price tag equivalent of 65 euro. So they are releasing grass scented candles on their website as part of the Wimbledon at Home range. And you can get a diffuser for 40 euro or a candle for 65 euro. The candle has three wicks and it's labelled as fresh cut grass. And prices are rising rapidly for this large candle. I know some people like the smell of turf as well and things like that, but a lot of people do like the smell of fresh grass, so you can get that smell from Wimbledon. Also, I see the bottles being used by the players are going for an absolute fortune on eBay. You're talking 400-500 euro for these Evian bottles. So there's a lot of interest in Wimbledon and Wimbledon-related products. Wimbledon always reminds me of summer. You'd like to think warm weather will come as well. Well, in the Star, we're told Ireland could be facing into another heat wave and we could get 30 degrees by the end of the month. So Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says the mercury is expected to rise from the 25th of June. So in 10 days' time, we are expecting the mercury to rise. He says the last few weather model updates have shown a blast of very warm air moving upwards. Now, it is very far out. It's 10 days out, so it's very, very uncertain. But we could see temperatures hit 30 degrees. And we did have lovely weather, of course, over the weekend. Not quite 30 degrees, though. If you are going to be enjoying the weather, maybe you'd fancy a glass of wine. I see in the Times of London, you should now put your red wine in the fridge. Now, I'm not a big wine drinker. I didn't know until a few years ago about red wine not going in the fridge until I had someone in my house who said, get that red wine out of the fridge. It's not the done thing. But apparently now young people are shunning any of the old norms around wine. And this summer, young people have discovered that red wine shouldn't be served at temperature in a warm kitchen. Chilled reds are being hailed as the new rosé. And according to Ocado, searches for chilled red wine are up 1,020% year on year. Searches for chilled red have risen 805%. And sales of a particular red wine called Chili Bill Spritzy Red Wine, sales of it are up 827%. New research has found that 56% of Gen Z and millennial drinkers enjoy red wine out of a fridge or over ice during the summer. And more than half of younger drinkers say old-fashioned wine rules feel outdated. Finally, staying with the summer theme, it wouldn't be summer without a story about 99s and flake shortages. And we look like we've another flake shortage for our 99. This is in the Sun. Ice cream van owners are complaining about a surge in discoloured 99 flakes that are kind of white. They have a white tinge on them and they make them look unappealing, according to ice cream van owners. So some are sending them back to the manufacturers. They're made in Egypt, apparently. One Mr. Whippy complained to Cadbury and was told to return them to the wholesaler. And now he's worried that there's going to be a summer shortage. Cadbury says they're going to review what happened to the flakes for your 99s. Those are the stories in the papers still to come. How good or bad are we at recycling electrical items?
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.